Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is a Macedonian call. If you first time calling in, we want to welcome you, and we want to welcome all the callers and thank God for you. And this is what we do every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time, and it's been just a little over a year. Praise God, and it sure has been a joy, and we want to thank all the listeners and all the callers that participate. And if you want to call in and be a part of this broadcast, you might be listening by your computer, but you're welcome to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And again, we're the Macedonian Call around the globe. And I'm Sister Joanna Green and my husband, Evangelist Clint Green. And we have our daughter, Rachel. She's 10 years old, and she always shares her scriptures with us. And we thank the Lord for her, and she's going to come to you right now with that.
Acts 13, verse 2 and 3. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me. Barnabas and Saul for the work where unto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, and then they sent them away.
Praise God. She does a good job there, and praise the Lord. And tonight's subject is, what meaneth this? And we'll go with Acts chapter 2, where they had received the Holy Ghost in the upper room, and how the one standing back watching, they didn't understand, and they said, what meaneth this? And they thought they were drunk. And in the third hour. So we're going to get all into that. And the world is asking that question, what meaneth this? What's all this mean? Praise God. So we've got many prayer requests tonight. And we're going to turn some of those in right now as we go. And we're going to start out. Brother Tim Hall says, remember his wife and himself, Sister Frida and him. And also, Sister Becky Fritz says, remember her. Also, Christina Marie says she has an unspoken request. Sister Betty says, remember our neighbor Chris, his dad has passed away. Sister Arlene Harrison, she says she wants us to pray for a lady named Floor Roof. She's fighting cancer, and pray for her kids, Nick and Jesse. Jesse's been sick, and pray for her sister Brenda. She's fighting an aneurysm. And Charlene is fighting a very big battle, and she says, thank you. Sister Kim Adams, she had privately messaged me. She said it was okay for me to read the request online, and I'm going to pull that up here now on my phone because for some reason by computer the messaging in Facebook is not working, so... Sister Kim says to remember a lady. Hold on. Praise God. Okay, the phone won't let it come up neither. It was a lady. She has two little children. She's really young. And her children are between 2 and 3 years old, and she's been diagnosed with cancer stage 4. And she had the cancer once before, and it has come back. And the doctors have told her that they can't do anything for her, and just to enjoy her last days. But we know we've got a God that can heal. Praise the Lord! And this does not have to be her last days, as the doctor meant it. Is what I'm saying. Sister Tina Segna, she said that she has many requests. God knows all of them. Just pray. Sister Ella Wells says pray for her family. Sister Danielle Rogers, she's still sick. Pray for her. Debbie Mitchell, she says pray for her husband, that God provides a way that they get money for a surgeon. So he can have the surgery. It's been 5 weeks since an accident, and they know that God can heal. Praise the Lord! But they need the money or a doctor to volunteer. If that's the way, you know, sometimes we have to go to the doctor, do what we got to do, and then the Lord will do the rest. Praise the Lord! Sometimes He can give us a miraculous healing, and we won't have to go anywhere. Praise the Lord. Sister Tina Summers says, unspoken request. Sister Betty Yearwood says, pray for a 12-year-old girl. She has stage 3 cancer. Also, Sister Betty said, remember David Crindon's right hand and fingers are numb after surgery. Doctor told him if this happens to get to the emergency room, but he is trusting God. Sister Lily Torres says, please pray for her family and her granddaughter. Also, remember... my husband's stepmother, her name is Eula Green. Remember her. She needs the Lord to heal her. She's in the hospital. We weren't able to get a hold of anyone to see how she's doing, but please pray for her. She's down in Kentucky, so God she needs the Lord to really heal her. And also remember Keith Green. He has cancer, and we hear that he's The report is not good, but we know God is a healer and He can do all things. Praise God. And as the callers, praise God, as they come in and obey God, then just turn in your prayer request, and toward the end of the broadcast, we'll definitely we'll pray over all of those. Praise the Lord. 770, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor John Temple from Thomaston, Georgia. And
praise God, Brother John. Good to have you with us. And 661, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Hi, Sister Joanna. This is Sister Gladys in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord, Sister Gladys. And glad to have you both on here. I'm sure other callers will be calling in later on. Brother Yearwood called us and things came up, but he said they'll try to get on at the latter half of the broadcast. So we just we thank God for you guys and for calling in. And if you want to be a part of this broadcast, it is 347 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. And whenever you call in and just obey the Lord, we try to go by a subject. But if God laid something else on your heart, definitely go with what the Lord, you know, those are the best services. Sometimes we get up to preach in a pulpit, and the Lord will change our message. But that's all we want, is God to have his way. And we felt led to go with what meaneth this. But if you have something else on your heart, just go right with it. Praise the Lord. And Brother John, why don't you go ahead and start us off, brother?
Well, I appreciate that. So it's great. You know, we are speaking about what meaneth this, and as Sister Green and Lord brought out, amen, that this was a time of coming that they didn't have an understanding. You know, the scriptures teach us, amen, that Jesus spoke, amen, in John chapter 14. He was speaking to his disciples, and he told them, amen, that there was a time that he would be going away. Amen. And he even told them that in John chapter 14, verse 15, he said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Lord Jesus Christ was instructing them, amen, they knew that he was getting ready to leave. But amen, that he knew that there would be another comforter. He began to tell them that the Father would send another comforter to him, because tonight you need to know that the Lord Jesus Christ would not leave you comfortless, but he will send the comforter, amen, from the Father. And we know tonight that he says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knows him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Those that, amen, that were believers, those that were followers, amen, the Spirit of truth come down. It was the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of life. It was his Holy Spirit. And as he come, he said, you know him. The world cannot see the Spirit of truth. The world cannot know, amen, the Holy Spirit, amen, because it is of the world and not of the Father. But the Father, amen, will send the Comforter. This Comforter will live on the inside of us forever. It'll be an abiding Comforter, amen, that will not leave you comfortless. It's the Spirit of truth. And you will come to know him because he dwells on the inside of you. The Bible said the kingdom of God is, amen, come with thy observation, for the kingdom of God, amen, is within you tonight. Excuse me, the ruling of God comes from within the heart. It comes within the spirit. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, amen, that the hour, talking about the time when Jesus, amen, went to the woman of the well, Samaria. The Bible says it must needs that he goes through Samaria to Sychar. There was a parcel of land, amen, and there was Jacob's well there. They esteemed him a mighty man of God, Jacob, amen. This woman, amen, amen, had come at a time, and amen, as was brought out in previous broadcast, that the woman usually was the water bearer, but amen, at the time that she come, amen, and later on in the day, because of her reputation, because of, amen, the lifestyle that she lived, she came, and amen, it was a time to meet Jesus. And tonight we need to know, church, that it is a time to meet Jesus. It's a time to receive his Spirit of truth. It's a time, amen, for his Holy Ghost and his Comforter to live on the inside of you when you come to know him, amen. The world cannot know him, but at that time the Bible speaks of that, amen, that she had come to the well to drink water, amen, and receive, amen, and amen, and she knew the Messiah. She knew, amen, the Samaritans, amen, had no dealings with the Jews. Amen. They were in worship, amen. They had a place of worship in Mount Chesaron, amen. And that the Jews worshiped there in Jerusalem is where the Acts chapter 2 is speaking of. Amen. But Jesus declared in him that the hour would come, that you would neither worship in Jerusalem or Mount Chesaron, but because he said the hour is that the true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. So it's not about the time that we worship, but it's that we worship in this spirit of truth that we receive, that the Lord will give us. And the Bible goes on to say, amen, going on down in John chapter 14, he said, if a man love me, in verse 23, and will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, the Father and the Son will come and live on the inside, amen, along with the Spirit. So you have the Father, which is the Spirit. The Scripture teaches in John chapter 4, amen. It also teaches in Matthew chapter 16 when Peter, amen, had a direct revelation, had a revelation that this is the Christ, that Jesus, amen, he asked him, he said, whom do men say that I am? Some said that he was Jeremiah, and some said he was Elias, and some said he was John the Baptist, amen, who rose up again. But we need to know, amen, according to the scriptures and the book of Hebrews, that is appointed that a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. Amen. There's only one death. There's not reincarnation. There's not aching car. There's not a thing there. There is resurrection. Amen. There's a resurrection. Amen. Jesus Christ is the resurrection. John chapter 11, those of you that will hear his name, the Bible says in John chapter 5, amen, he says, now is the hour, amen. He said there would be a day and a hour that you would, that even those that were in the dead would hear his voice. Amen. As last in John chapter 11, and he said, and now is that hour, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, amen, to many of you underneath the sound, not to many of you, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to all of you underneath the sound of my voice. He wants you to hear, even if you're in a place of death, even if you're in a place of the tomb, even if you're in a place of the grave, seemingly surrounded by death, surrounded by corruption, surrounded by sin and iniquity, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to you tonight. All by the Spirit, hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 6, amen, I believe it's somewhere around verse 42, that these words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And he says in verse 24, he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. It's always the Father's word. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He told them that every word that he spoke was the Father's words. Amen. He spoke what he saw, amen, and what he heard from the Father. But he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, it comes in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, church. Oh, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost comes and dwells down on the inside in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, for the Father, amen, hallelujah, hath which sent me. These things have I spoken with you, being present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Ghost comes down and dwells on the inside of you and brings back remembrance, the words of the Father. Bring back to remembrance, amen, amen, hallelujah. They will come. But going back to Acts there, the Bible says, amen, amen, they had been instructed. In fact, they had been, so the Bible teaches in the book of Psalms that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We find, amen, in Luke chapter 24, starting with verse 44, let me lay a foundation of why these disciples were here, amen, in Jerusalem at this time. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 24 and verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. So here again, in this chapter, he said, these are the words I spoke unto you. He bring back remembrance what he said unto you. Amen. And tonight, there are many underneath the sound of my voice. Amen. You've been away from him for a long time. You've come. Amen. You've been just like these men in the book of Acts. They come and dwell. Amen. They come back to Jerusalem, and they begin to dwell there. These were men that were devout. Amen. Had come. They had been born in other cities, other places, and they had spoken, amen, the languages of the countries that they were born in. Amen. And they'd come, amen, in this time, of the time of the feast. They were instructed in the Old Testament, amen, that there were three feasts that they were to keep. And one of these feasts was was called the Feast of the Weeks, or the Feast of the Ingathering, or the Feast of Pentecost. And the Feast of the Pentecost, amen, amen, was at the end of the wheat or barley harvest. In other words, it was a gathering, amen, amen. And this is what the Greeks called, the day of Pentecost was the 50th day, amen, after, amen, the Passover. In other words, this was the beginning of that harvest, amen. It was in the month of Sivan, which was the month of June in the Jewish calendar. Amen. And so they had come. Amen. And it was a time of celebration. Amen. A time of gathering. Amen. And church, truly tonight, it's a time of gathering. Amen. The words that the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken to us. The Bible says, I believe it's in Psalms 126, talks about bringing in the sheaves. It's a time of gathering. What is this? Amen. Oh, it's a time of harvest. The Bible says, I believe it's in Genesis 8:22, as the earth remaineth, those shall be seed time and harvest.
So there's a gathering of God's word, and the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you. Many of you underneath the sound of my voice have heard God speak to you in times past. Amen. It's brought back to remembrance. He said, while I was yet present with you, there was a time that the Spirit of the Lord was present with you, upon you, amen, and God would speak to you. And there are many, amen, that are joined, desiring to come back, amen, to that place, amen, hallelujah, and get that revelation as a woman at the well did in John chapter 4. But he said, the words I spoke unto you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. In other words, it was a time for the fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. These men did not know Jesus at that time because their eyes were holding. They did not know, amen, that they had even were sad in communication because they did not know that this was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he had appeared unto them in another form. Amen. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 25, I believe it's verse 41. He said, as the least of you done unto these, you've done unto me. When you fed the hungry, amen. When you visited the sick, when you went to those in prison, amen. There's a declaration at the end that is talking about, amen, that the king will set on his left the goats, those that did not feed the people when they saw them hung, those that did not clothe those that were naked, those that did not visit them, hallelujah, that were sick and in prison, those of them, he said, those that were on the right, those that were the sheep, those that were of the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, him being the good shepherd, he gave his life down, amen, he laid down his life according to John, amen, chapter 10, we find, amen, that hallelujah, that every fulfillment of this, then in verse 45 of Luke chapter 24, then open he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. Amen. It was like he broke the seal. This was the Lamb of God. He said, behold the Lamb of God in the book of Revelation. Amen. Who is worthy to open the seals. The Bible teaches us in Daniel chapter 10 that the word was sealed. Amen. Amen. Because those that were learned could not read it because it was sealed. Those that were unlearned could not understand it. Amen. But God has broken the seal. The Lamb of God has broken in the mysteries of the kingdom. The Lord Jesus Christ is, amen, amen, that mystery, amen, amen, the mystery of godliness. Tonight, amen, that mystery can be opened unto you. Opened unto you by the word of God. Opened unto you by the Spirit. This is what this is meaning tonight, amen, that you would come to know what they are talking about. And the Bible says in verse 46, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. You know, the Bible speaks of, amen, the man, amen, in the book of Acts in chapter 3, amen, when it talks about, or not chapter 3, excuse me, in chapter 2 when they were talking, and amen, and Peter was relaying and began to speak, fulfilling it. Because at the time, amen, Peter had been wishy-washy when he walked with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He had been unstable. He had actually been double-minded in many things. Hallelujah. He followed the Lord afar off in the night of the persecution of the shepherd. He said, all of you shall be offended of me because of this night. The shepherd shall be smitten, and the sheep shall scatter. Amen. As he followed, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ afar off. And even in the time of denial, amen, he told him, amen, at the Last Supper, amen, as he sat down with him to sup with him, he said, I'll go with you, amen, even to the death, amen. But he said, hallelujah, he told him, he said, I pray that your faith fail not, amen, because when he said, man, when you are strengthened, convert the brethren. In other words, he's talking about the day of Pentecost. He was talking about a Peter who, amen, when he first called him into the ministry, amen, he said, thou shalt not be long longer be called Peter, thou shalt be called Cephas, which means a little stone. The Cephas stone, it's the right stone. It's the stone of innocence. There would be a time, amen, that this little stone is a part of that foundation, because the Bible says that this city is built on the 12 foundation, and in the foundations of the 12 names of the apostles, amen, that chief cornerstone, which is Jesus Christ, who laid in Zion, and amen, these 12 apostles, were like, not only were they, but we, as we stand on that rock that was laid in Zion, as we stand on the cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, unto our lives tonight. We become lively stones. The Bible says that we're begotten again into a lively stone by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This stone who was dead, amen, lives again. And because he lives, we can live also tonight. We have a chance of life. Amen. Sister Green, Brother Sister Green, amen, Sister Glass, and then we're talking, amen, and giving prayer requests. Every one of these, amen, can be touched by the and drink of that same rock, amen, and that same water, and they can eat that same spiritual meat, which is the bread of life, and comes down and brings healing. Does it make a difference tonight when you have cancer? Does it make a difference with what stages it's in? God has made provision for healing, for by his stripes ye were healed. Amen. 2 Peter 2:24. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53, it talks about the stripes. He said, by his stripes we are healed presently. Amen. This is the finished work, amen, that we can receive. Oh, by faith, amen, there's healing, there's salvation, there's complete works. He said, you are made witnesses of these things. And he said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye here in the city of Jerusalem. In other words, wait until ye be endued with power from upon high, dunamis power, miraculous power, the same power that is speaks of, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and ye shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost that comes upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. This empowers you to be a witness. It's a miraculous power. He said, you are my witness. Wait for the promise of the Father. The Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, that not one of his promises has failed. He said, tarry, wait. We are the wait, but while we wait, we don't just sit. We occupy till he comes. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. And so we come, and as we are serving the Lord, amen, serving the Lord with gladness and joy tonight, we are mounting up with wings as eagles. We're running and not growing weary tonight. But hallelujah. Real quick, going back to the book of Acts. So they were instructed. The Bible says the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. And so it talks about there in Acts chapter 1. It talks about after they left there in verse 12. It talks about after they left there and went into Mount Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they come, they went to an upper room and they began to pray. Amen. Their supplication. Amen. And the Bible says that Peter stood up, and there was about 120, I believe the scripture says, there in Acts chapter 1. Amen. That he spoke, and he was talking about the bishopric of Judas, and how he had fallen, and how they would establish a new ministry, a new bishop, a new overseer, a new apostle, amen, of Matthias, amen, hallelujah. And as they come there, and then we get, amen, and the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, talks about the day of Pentecost has fully come. In other words, this time, amen, has fully come. He said he was born of a woman, and in the fullness of time, amen, he would come forth. Amen. He talked about the fulfillment of prophecy. And the Bible says that they were with one mind and one accord. And the Bible says, and suddenly there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. Hallelujah. And set on them as cloven tongues of fire. Amen. In verse 3, and they were all filled, with the Holy Ghost, and begin to speak with other tongues of the Spirit, give them utterance. That's something to get excited about, church. Why? Because this is the fulfillment of prophecy. Amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to them while he was with you. And tonight, guess what? Mm-hmm. He is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You need to know tonight that Jesus Christ is still with you, and the words he's speaking to you, he's still with you. They are the Father's words. Amen. He speaks what the Father gives. And amen. We as, amen, as his disciples, we as his, amen, his pastors and evangelists and prophets and pastors and teachers, amen. And these are the fivefold ministry are speaking, amen, the words of the Father tonight. The Bible says, I believe it's in Proverbs 18:21, amen, there's death or life in the power of the tongue, and they that eat the fruit thereof love it. In other words, are you speaking life tonight, or are you speaking death? If you are speaking the word of the Father, you are speaking life, and you can eat the fruit of it. The Bible speaks of in Proverbs that a righteous man, amen, amen, the tongue of a righteous man, amen, is as a tree of life. these men were speaking the words of life. These men were speaking as the Spirit gave the utterance. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen. It talks about it in Matthew chapter 3. John, amen. Amen. Indeed, baptized unto repentance. Amen. Remember what he said over there in Luke chapter 24? He said, and repentance shall be preached first in Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. And repentance and remission. What did he say? What did Peter say in Acts chapter 2, verse 38? He said, Jesus whom you have crucified, made him both Lord and Christ. And they said, what must we do to be saved? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Amen. Amen. In other words, repent and remission. That's the fulfillment of prophecy that Jesus spoke in Luke chapter 24. The fulfillment, amen, was coming in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And he said, this promise, what promise? The promise of the Father is unto you and to your children. As many as are far off, the Lord God shall call. In other words, there's a calling. There's an invitation. There's a wedding, amen. And the Lord is sending out his invitations, amen, for you all to come to his supper, all to come to his wedding, your wedding, amen. The invitations are being sent, and God is preparing the wedding garments that you may put on and enter in, amen, for without it, you'll not be able to enter in. Without it, you'll not be able to stay. Without it, amen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. And hallelujah, we find, amen. He said, amen, that John said, I indeed baptize and with water under repentance. There was a baptism that John the Baptist did, but he said, truly there's one coming after me in verse 12, who shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. These men were baptized with, this was Jesus' baptism, who came in the Father's name, or the Father's in Jesus' name. Amen, as they come. The Bible speaks of in Acts chapter 19. Verse 1 talks about the baptism of John. Amen. There were believers at Ephesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And they were believers, but they had not received the Holy Ghost. Many don't receive the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they've not so heard whether there be such a thing as the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul asked him, he said, have you received since you believe? And they said, we not know much of her. And he said, whose baptism were you baptized under? And they said, under John's. Amen. As he come, amen, they were rebaptized in the name of the Lord. The apostles' doctrine, amen, when they coming, amen, that those that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, were baptized and overwhelmed. He said, the Father will send it in my name. And the Bible says there were Jews dwelling there, amen. And here these men come out, amen. There was noise abroad that the multitude come because these men were coming out. These were men of Galilee. These were not men, amen, that were held as high esteem or degree, college degrees. But these were men of the heathen circle who had come, and they were speaking in their own language, and they were just amazed and marveled, amen, at these men coming out, amen, and they spoke of the Spirit of God through the utterance, and the Bible says, they had even, as Sister Green said, they had believed that they were drunk. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible says they were not drunk, it was the third hour. In other words, the Bible mentioned 1 Thessalonians 5 and 7, or 2 Thessalonians 5 and 7, somewhere around there. No, I think it's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 7. It says those that are drunk in the night, not in the day. In other words, they held a mess. These men were not drunk as the men that come there and dwelt there that didn't know what this means. They supposed that they were drunk, but drunkenness, amen, cannot cause you to glorify God. Drunkenness. Oh, they were drunk in a sense. They were drunk with a new wine, a new spirit. Amen. They were walking in the newness of life because he said out of Isaiah 28:11, with stammering lips and another tongue. This is the divine tongue. This is the divine utterance that only the Spirit can give you to utter. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's pouring out his Spirit. And the Bible says, Peter said, hallelujah, that this is what the prophet Joel spoke of, and it shall come to pass in the last days. This was out of Joel chapter 2, starting with verse 28. Says, God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. There's a pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. When God poured out his Spirit, he poured it out upon your sons and upon your daughters, that they shall prophesy, that the church might be that the body of Christ might be profited. Prophecies for the church, prophecies for the, amen, a prophetic utterance gives life. And the Bible says, when he poured out his Spirit, that your sons and your daughters amen, the believers would prophesy. And your young men should see visions. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. There's a law. There's a vision. We must have a vision. We must have a revelation. Amen. He said, right, it shall not tarry, but it shall come to pass. You know, back at 2 and 4, I believe it is. Amen. Hallelujah. It talks about that the vision shall come to pass. This is the vision that he was speaking of. This is the vision. This is the revelation. This is the prophecy of the prophet Joel that he spoke of. He said, your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. And on my servants, on my bond servant, just like the apostle Paul, amen, he was a bond servant to the Lord Jesus Christ because he had been bought with a price. He said at one time he was a bond servant of Satan, but you're bought with a price tonight, church. Every one of you underneath the sound of my voice, you've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You've been given a word of testimony. When the accuser comes, they accuse you night and day before the Lord of your sins and your iniquities. There is one that is taken away. He said, behold the Lamb of God. And that's what John said, behold the Lamb of God. Tonight, church, have you beheld the Lamb of God? His name is Jesus. He's given you of his Spirit. And as his Spirit comes down and is poured out in this last stage, which is continual pouring, there's a fountain of life. He's pouring out his Spirit tonight. You can receive it right now. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care what your circumstances. I don't care what your situation. I don't care if you have cancer. I don't care if you're a rich man, the poor man, whatever it is. Right now, he's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. And he's going to speak to you as the Spirit of God gives the evidence. There's going to be understanding and a revelation that God's going to give to you tonight. Because, you know, you said, what does this mean? It means that God is pouring out, amen, everything upon you. Amen. And his fulfillment of his word. He's pouring out. He's not holding back the stops. He's pouring out without measure. And the Bible said, and upon my handmaidens, hallelujah, he said, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. Amen. The Bible speaks in Psalms 138, that fiery stormy wind and snow and vapor fulfilling God's word. What is this? What does it mean? It's the fulfillment of God's word. Jesus Christ didn't do away with the law. He fulfilled the law. Church, tonight, if you are lacking anything, tonight you can receive the Holy Ghost right now. What does it mean? It means being filled with his Spirit. It means that the house of God is filled. It can sit on you. And you can begin to speak as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. When I'm saying that right now, I spoke to you. Some of you, I thank God tonight for the interpreters tonight because I know that not everyone that's listening to this understands the English language. And I've been said a lot of times, it wouldn't matter if they did understand the English language because a lot of people say, I've slowed down a lot, but I used to speak about 250 to 300 miles an hour, even faster than I do now. But I want to slow it down for a moment and tell you, right now it's a fulfillment of God's word for me. What does it mean? It means a fulfillment of life. It means a fulfillment of life. It means that he wants to, the Holy God wants to come down and live on the inside of you right now. This is what it means. This is what it's declaring. Amen. That this you are the house of God. The Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And whose temple ye are. Tonight, God wants to sit in his throne in your life because you are his temple. And he wants to sit and sit on the throne. And he wants to dwell and live in you tonight if you allow him and you will let him. He'll come in. He's the thing decently and in order. He's standing at the door and knocking. He's standing at your door, arch door, all over this land, all over this globe right now. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open, I will come in. And he comes, and when he sits down, church, it's not just a one-time visitation. It's a lifetime expectation. Please tonight, if you don't know how, if you don't have this Spirit that we've been talking about, come to learn. Get to a place of praying. Get to an altar of sacrifice. Well, I don't have an altar. Right there where you're at, you can get down and pray to God. Right now, right there where you're at. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what time of the day is, night time. Because, see, this is the thing. Some of you have come, and right now is the hour of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Our salvation is nearer than we believe. Right now you can receive this Holy Ghost. Right now you can receive it. It's not so. He said, I will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. Tonight, church, all you have to do is ask, and the Lord will give.
Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Tonight, what does it mean? It means the fulfillment. It means eternal glory. It means a heavenly embodiment. It means, amen, amen, that God wants to take you and that where he is, you may be also, if you receive him tonight. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God. Brother John, do you have any prayer requests tonight?
Yes, we do have I guess I can't give their names. There's a man and woman, a man and wife that was involved in some drugs. They've been jailed, and so let's remember them in prayer. They were, years ago, they were in our church, and they blew for a while and just blossomed overnight, and then they got away from us several years ago, and you know, they've come several times, and some of their other family members have come, and we've prayed with them. The wife, for years and years and years, she had seizures, multiple seizures, and first time she came to church, we prayed for her, and God healed her. She's not had any more seizures, but they are involved in drugs, and I know God's pulling at their hearts, door, so remember them in prayer. Brother Raymond Taylor, which is a brother, one of our brothers, one of our ministers that's in our church, Brother Ralph Taylor, it's his brother. He has cancer. There's something wrong with his arm and hand, and so they can't give him the medicine because of chemo, so let's just remember him in prayer. Also, Wanda Taylor, remember him, and let's just remember our church, and had a young minister come to me, call me tonight, and actually a couple times this week, and he was with us in ministry years ago, a young man. He was pastor of the church, and at one time he got back with me. I had actually invited him to our church a few months back, and so he was out of church at that time, and he's come back into church, and he's come back to the Lord, and he's doing ministry again. So praise the Lord for that. I told him that I saw him. I said, you know, the gifts and calling of God without repentance, amen, without turning around, amen. And he praise the Lord tonight. There's this good report that he is back in ministry and getting back in the full-time ministry, and I said, praise the Lord for that. And then also pray for us. We have a nursing home service on the 17th, amen. Some of our ministers will be going to minister to these ones in the nursing home. And also we have a meeting in Butler, Georgia. I want to pray for. We're reaching out in the Butler, Georgia area. Then also pray for, we're going up to Griffin, Georgia, Sunday afternoon between our services, and ministering with a young man, and he's setting up a tent, and we'll be feeding some of the homeless and ministering to them, amen, to get collected together. Every time they've done that, we've seen great souls won for the Lord. So just pray for that will be successful and souls will be won and God will get the glory. So, and even my grandson, I have one grandson has two types of cancer, and another grandson, which is Caleb Sample, and my other grandson, Ricky Sample. Remember him in prayer. And I have one son that really needs a touch from the Lord, Joshua.
Amen.
All my
praise.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Is that Sister Sample, is she available? Would she like to sing a song?
She's not available right now. She had actually went with him today, and so she's not available tonight. But it's sort of funny. She's a ordained minister also, and she is I don't know if just she feels like she this is my time of the show. You know, like we said, no, this is the Lord's time. I mean, it's time for you, Shaw. I fully believe ever since we got on here, or ever since we've been on both broadcasts, both years in, that she's supposed to be on it full time because, you know, she's full time ministering with me everywhere we go, and of course I know her sickness is she's actually, her body's been attacked quite a bit ever since 19. Well, actually, ever since she was born. When she was born, her feet was actually turned backwards. And God actually turned her feet forward.
Wow.
Even now, She was in a wheelchair for years. Her spine, it was completely the bottom third of her spine is actually not even there. And she's not in a wheelchair anymore. She's actually walking.
Praise God.
I praise the Lord. It's just God. I mean, it's a miracle. See, what people, of course, the people that know it's a miracle, but, you know, they don't know that when my wife comes in to where when we go to other churches that they're seeing those that knew, of course, that she's in a wheelchair at one time. It's a miracle, but, you know, we don't know how many times that we're actually observing a miracle and don't even know it, but, you know, my wife shouldn't be walking at all. She should not be standing or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, she can't stand for long periods of time and hours, but she can walk, and you know, so I just praise the Lord for what he's doing in her life, and it's just, it's just like the lepers, amen. He said, where are the other nine? You know, he touched 10 and made them whole, and when they come, and one came back and thanked him, he said, where are the other nine? And so tonight, we like to make hope. It's just miraculous, time after time after time. And, I can tell you of miracle healings and salvations and cancers being healed and people being raised from the dead. We saw it all. We've experienced it all. So this is not a story. This is a story being told. This is a story that we live. We see it every day.
Amen. Yes, amen. Well, praise God. We've got another caller here. I want to acknowledge 770-855. Come and tell us who you are and where you're located.
I'm Robin Grisham. I'm from Thomaston, Georgia.
And praise God, Sister Robin. Glad you're here tonight. And we're going to play this here song. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. And after this song, we'll have Sister Gladys come in and obey God and just give your prayer request to Sister Gladys. And then Sister Robin, Sister Gladys, will have you obey the Lord and give in your prayer request or any praise report. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Man.
They drank till nobody there was sober. But what really stopped the band was when God set a hand that wrote upon the wall, the party's over. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints is just begun.
Celebration for the saints is just begun. Oh, I'm
Praise God. So that's the truth. And what meaneth this? The world's asking us that question. They look around, why are we like we are? Praise God. What meaneth this? That's the subject tonight. If you want to be part of the broadcast, 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. You're listening by internet. If you want to turn in a prayer request, you want to email us, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. No spaces, no capital letters. It's heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. Sister Gladys, I've got a couple more prayer requests here that just come in. Sister Betty says, remember her. She's having severe pain in her hip going down her leg. So that's Sister Betty. That's Brother Yearwood's wife. They're on here with us every Friday night. And also they have their own broadcast on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m., Reaching the World for Christ, /blogtalkradio at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So join in with them on Tuesday nights. And so let's pray for her also. And Sister Phyllis Center, she said she's agreeing. She's praying with us over the request. She's trusting the Lord will move. Sister Bonnie Burke says, please pray for her daughter-in-law that God heals her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Been in pain 4 months, very, very sick. Praise God. She thanks the Lord. She says, God bless you all. She's very worried about her daughter-in-law. So toward the end of the broadcast, we're going to remember those and that the Lord will send right now a ministering angel and touch Sister Betty Yearwood and heal her body of this severe pain that she's having. Matter of fact, let's pray right now for her. Lord, and for all the requests, praise God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that touch Sister Betty, Lord, in this severe pain. God, to see the great work that she does for you, Lord. How they are always on the go for you, Lord, and she needs to be able to be about the Father's business, dear God. And Lord, we ask that you minister to her right now and that she would have a great testimony here when they get on the broadcast here in a little bit, and if they're able to, Lord. God, we ask that you move on all these requests, unspoken and spoken. Lord, heal cancer, dear God. This mother that has stage 4 cancer, that has the 2 little children, Lord, and the doctors have given her up and said there's nothing they can do. Lord, we know you're an on-time God and that you move, Lord, and that you'll do this expediently, Lord, and heal her body for her children, dear God, to raise her children, God. And, Lord, if she's not saved, we don't know her. Lord, if she's not saved, save her, Lord, that she would raise her children, Lord, in the way they should go. And when they grow old, that they won't apart from the faith. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak healing to all, Lord, to assist samples to the grandchildren, Lord, and all the spoken requests of Brother Samples, Lord, and the request that's coming in, Lord, we ask that you move on them. Lord, and Sister Gladys, I know she's going to turn request in, and so Sister Robin, and Lord God, we ask that you move, Lord, and we'll pray again, Lord, in your name, Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead, Gladys, and just obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to go ahead and put in, there's a few prayer requests. One just came in from our First Lady of the Church. She said that there's a sister in the church that had contacted me earlier in the week. Her brother had two massive heart attacks, and they went in and did a double bypass. Well, then when they did a CAT scan, they discovered he had a stroke, and they transported his body to UK. They said that right now they're telling his children that he may not live through the night. So they've asked me to pray really hard. I told them I'd mention it on the broadcast. Remember my daughter-in-law and John Loveless. Just remember each of our children, Lord, those that are not saved. And I know God's moving in the midst, and I believe strongly that he's going to bring them in for our act of obedience, doing his will, and I praise him for that. Brother John, you got on some of my notes by glorifying. God is good. And, you know, when Sister Green had told me about this, I thought, well, Lord, I know what it means to me, but how do I bring that out in the scriptures. So I looked up different ones. But I'll tell you what it means to me. There's one scripture that really covers me in a lot of ways. It says in 2 Samuel 6:14, he said, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with the linen ephod." No, I didn't dance like dressed the way David did, but when I want to dance before the Lord, I do it with all my might, and I glorify him for that. You know, there was a time I could hardly move my legs, but I thank him that I can rejoice and praise him. It's my expression of praise, and I know many times when I'm going through the battle, and sometimes I go through now, I go through them, but when I'm praising the Lord, I'm thanking him and glorifying him for the victory we're going to see. I can't look at circumstances. I have to focus on the victory that we've already got at hand. It's already done in the spirit, and I glorify him for that. I praise him. Recently, this past week, there was a sister that obeyed God. You know, I've had people get after me for even thanking them for being obedient to God. You know, people need to, how can I word it? I want to do all things in love, and I don't sometimes understand why I get criticized by thanking them for their obedience. I know that at times people will sit on the pew, because I'm guilty of it, that when God will say, go pray for this sister, go pray for this brother, and I will question it. But the Lord will show me in the spirit to go pray for that brother or sister. But a sister came to me and said, God's going to do a strong stirring within my house. And I praise him for that, because many things that I've prayed about, God's going to move on. He's promised them. And when my children come in, they're going to need my help. So many times when we get frustrated, we have to look at what they're being victimized by and why their actions are the way they are. A lot of times the enemy gets in the midst, but I glorify God because he's good, and he will take care of them all the way. But that's what I see, rejoicing and praising God with all of my might and knowing that I've got the victory and dancing and praising God, using the tambourine and shouting out in praise. I magnify my God, because there was a time that you feel defeated and you feel oppressed and depressed, and God can take all that away. He told me in his word, if my mind is stayed on him, he'll give me perfect peace, and I magnify his name for that. And in Acts 2:17, the scripture that we're speaking of is, "And it shall come to pass in the last days with God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." You know, today the enemy is fighting this younger generation. That God is raising up a standard, and he's raising up an army. And I know it, and my children are going to be part of it. And I magnify his name for that. I know that the very tool that the enemy is using against the children of today, the ones that he's leading into sin and taking them out and telling them it's okay to do the drugs and it's okay for them to do the booze and all this, they're looking for something because their heart is empty. The generation today needs to know God is love and that he cares about them right where they're at. And I thank him for that.
Amen.
You know, what's sad is I've got a granddaughter, and it's very sad to me that she doesn't know about the Lord. I told her, I said, "Honey, we will teach you about Jesus." And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because you need to know about the Lord." She doesn't know anything about prayer. And I want my grandbabies to know about the Lord. You know, the Lord, when we dedicate our babies, we're making a vow that we will keep them in the house of God. And I want to do my best to do that. I've got grandchildren that I want raised up in this. The scripture of, it's a little lengthy, but it's Acts 2:5 through 13. It says, "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of wine, new wine. But, you know, Peter answered their charge of this, and he said he denies the charge, and he told them none of them had touched wine. But on the fact, it was too early in the morning. They were in the third hour of the day, which is 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't know many people that are drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning. But nevertheless, Peter stood up for the people. And I believe that the Holy Ghost, when he came down in such a mighty way and set fire upon their tongues, when the Holy Ghost broke loose, those people had to be in one mind and one accord. And if the church people today could only understand, you know, I'm working on a message. I really want to get it. And the Lord, I believe, will bring it to me. Jonathan and David were knit together. And I believe, like a sister and I were discussing, the one knew what the other one was going to do. They may have had a different tool in their hand, but they knew what the other one was going to do, and they worked together. And when you knit something, there's not tightly knit together. You're tightly in bondage, and it's a house of God in a good bondage. So it's a good closeness is what I'm trying to say. But if the house of God, the true house of God, the bride can get it together and truly become in one mind and one accord, Jesus will return after that church. There's not going to be many bodies. There's one body of believers. And if the body of believers will come together and be knit like Jonathan and David were, oh, what we could do today, there would be then miracles. You know, a lot of people complain that we don't see miracles anymore. But we have to each ask ourselves, how long do you spend in your prayer closet? How often do you speak, you know, and get alone and let the Holy Ghost take over. I find if we let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, pray through us, that's when we can accomplish things. You know, when my daddy passed away, I was very upset because I hadn't had a chance to talk to him for about 3 months, and I didn't know the state of his soul. But when I went, the Holy Ghost bid me to go into my mother's bedroom, and the Holy Ghost spoke, and I prayed through tongue. I sang in tongue. The most beautiful thing I ever believed I could ever hear. And that song I sang was, I Won't Have to Worry Anymore. I praise God for that. I'm reassured, and our pastor, our bishop, Pastor Wayne Gifford, he reassured me. He said, your father's okay. He said, but you have a lot of lost loved ones. We need to reach out, and even though people ask, what meaneth this, we need to be able to explain it. And the prophet Amen. Joel was trying to explain to him that the tongues was the spirit of prophecy, and it proves that salvation has come, which proves that the Messianic era has come, and that's that the Messiah has come. Jesus has already come, and he'll only come back one more time, but it won't be in it. He won't have to spend time on the cross. I thank God he's coming for a body of believers. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. That was really good, Sister Gladys. And that's exactly what the Lord has given me when he spoke to me. I was reading this. I had it actually Tuesday night, not this past Tuesday, but Tuesday before. The pastor had asked me to preach on that Wednesday, and I was reading the scriptures, and during the night, I had something else on my heart. But then the Lord woke me up during the night and said, preach on the Holy Ghost. And when I began to study and read on Wednesday, because the message had changed, and I was trying to get prepared, that jumped out at me, what meaneth this? And that's what the world is asking this question. What's this all mean? You go to church on Sunday, and you go twice on Sunday? What do you mean you go on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday? What meaneth this? You know, what does this all mean? You know, don't understand revival and how we're excited to get there, like you were saying, Sister Gladys. We can't wait to get to church. We know what God has done for us. We know the testimony.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to hush right now and let Sister Robin, you take off with us. Let's go right ahead. Woo, praise God.
Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm just going to read the scriptures that the Lord gave me. Isaiah 55:1, it says, Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. And then John 7, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you a comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. And number 20, and verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, one of the things that really struck me was the Greek meaning, the meaning for the word comforter is helper.
Praise God.
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Isn't that great to know that the Lord can be our comforter? He sends us a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
And he did that time my daddy passed away. He truly did.
And there was a scripture, sister. I done lost it. John 7. John 14. I'm so sorry, I'm slow.
Oh, you're fine.
So this is a scripture I wanted to give. Was it Sister Gladys when you were talking about peace?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. I just want to praise God for everything that he is, for what he has done and for what he will do, for his peace,
yes,
for his strength, for his mercy. Amen.
Praise God. That's good, Sister Robin, and we appreciate you, certainly
thank
do.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And we thank you for obeying God, and we thank you there for that word to Sister Gladys. And, you know, the world don't understand this. They don't understand how we have that peace, passes all understanding, that God gives us. And we
Amen.
Can go through things here on this earth and still walk around with the joy of the Lord as our strength and our life. They don't understand it. One person told me one time, all this stuff that you've been through, how can you walk around so happy? I said, because I got God on my side. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the world is looking for this, and we're out to share it. Praise God. Peter
yes.
says, John says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. We don't have a lot of money to help fix people's problems and stuff, but we know the one that can supply the need and heal the sick and put joy down in our soul and put a dance in our feet. Praise God. And I see that Brother Yearwood is called in, and Brother Yearwood, is that you, brother?
Yeah, go ahead. That's me.
Praise God. Well, it's a good one tonight,
Amen.
Brother Yearwood. And we're hoping Sister Betty, is she okay?
Yeah, she's feeling better now since she's been prayed for and everything.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get this here song going, and we're going to have you come in, brother, and obey the Lord, okay?
Okay.
Praise God. Now, this one here is by the Crab Family. And it's something going on in a graveyard, and part of this song, you've already heard it, I'm sure, before. It says that the world says we've gone crazy. Sometimes we've been alone, but there's something going on in the graveyard. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Some people over in the third world countries don't get this kind of music.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I never heard the last part of that before, but praise God anyhow. And, you know, ain't no grave going to hold our body down. And that resurrection mm-hmm. power, one of these days, the Lord's going to quicken our mortal body if we go by the grave. And if we are still here when he comes back and we're still alive, we know that he's going to change this mortal body in a twinkling of an eye. And this mortality mm-hmm. will put on the immortality, and this corruption will put on incorruption. Praise the Lord. And thank God. You know, I don't believe I'm going to be looking around to see the faces of them that ain't going to make it, because I believe I'm going to be so fixed
Amen.
On Jesus that I'm going to be so amazed when seeing the coming
Amen.
Of my Lord that I'm not going to know those around
Bless
me
the
that
Lord.
Didn't make it. Praise God. And, you know, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you know, praise God, you don't, I got a question here to ask. You know, if I was to tell you that you're going to spend eternity somewhere, praise the Lord, it's the truth. You're going to spend eternity somewhere, praise the Lord. But my question to you is, where are you going to spend eternity? And if you don't know, then I guarantee you, you're not saved if you don't know. Because believe me, if you're saved, you will truly know it. Praise God. So
Amen.
My suggestion to you is to get your heart right with the Lord and repent and get on your knees and find yourself a place to pray, like Pastor John was telling you earlier, and find yourself a place to pray and get ready for the coming of the Lord and spend eternity with us, praise God, hallelujah, and go up in the meeting in the air with Jesus and then come back down, praise God, once he makes this earth his footstool, praise the Lord, then we're going to come back down here 1,000 years to reign with the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God,
Amen.
And then a great white throne judgment's coming, hallelujah, and that's in the second resurrection, and you don't want to be a part of that second resurrection. You want to go in the first, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Brother, praise the Lord. You would go right ahead, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's
Thank
good to
you.
Be able to come on here with you tonight. And you know what meaneth this? You know, I tell you what, a lot of people need to know what meaneth this and what the Holy Ghost is all about, you know. I'm going to be reading in the second chapter of Acts, and starting in verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with
one accord
in one place." And, you know, tonight, I think, you know, a lot of times whenever the church people come together, they need to realize that they're in one place. And they're all should be in one accord. You know, they should have their mind singled upon the Lord, not on a dozen different things. You know, we look around, we see a lot of people have got all their troubles and all their sorrows and all the everything else with them, but the place they ought to leave them is at the altar. I was over in the Bahamas several years ago, well, 1990, I was over there for a crusade. And, you know, I was there for a few days, and every time the service time come up, you know, them people, they would come through the doors praising God, and they would go straight to the altar. They wouldn't speak to nobody. They'd go straight to the altar, and they prayed. They left all their troubles on the altar. Then whenever they got up, they'd get up a singing the praises of God, and they'd go back, and that's when the service started, you know, right then. There might not be but one or two there, but they'd keep on. They'd be a house full. But every single one of them would come in, and I thought, you know, that should go on in America. I don't know of no church here in America about doing it, but, you know, they should. And I'm guilty myself. We should go straight to the altar whenever we go in the doors and pray. And if we got any problems, we need to leave them on the altar, not pick them up and take them back there with us. And I believe that's the way they did there on the day of Pentecost. I believe, praise God, that they all went there in one mind and one accord. They went up into that upper room. They went there to stay until they heard from heaven. And, you know, let's look into verse 2. It said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And, you know, where they were sitting. And, you know, tonight, my friend, I think tonight if we would all come in there, as I said, in one mind and one accord, then we could say, what meaneth this? You know, the Holy Ghost would move for us. And let's look into verse 3. It said, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. You know, praise God, the Holy Ghost set upon each of them. You know, today, my friend, God said that he was the same, and I believe I heard somebody say there a while ago about, praise God, hallelujah, about the Lord said that he would pray and he would send the Holy Ghost back. He's going to go and pray unto the Father, and he's going to send the Holy Ghost back in his name. My friend, I'm telling you today, if we will only pray and seek God while he is near, we can find him, and praise God, he will answer us, and he will set us on fire. We can have that tongue. We can have the fire. Praise God, as Mark 16th chapter over there talks about, praise God, that we should speak with new tongues. And I tell you what, that is the Holy Ghost. That will change our tongue. That will change our language. It will change our looks, and it will look. It will change us to make us know that where that we stand with God. As Sister Joanne was saying there a while ago, if you don't know whether you're saved or not, undoubtedly you don't. You're not saved. Praise God, if you don't know that for sure, you need to find you an altar somewhere and get on your knees and cry out to God, because this is what meaneth thou. Praise God, the Holy Ghost will come in, and it will set up on each of us. We can all speak with new tongues as the Spirit give us utterance. Let's look into verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, praise God, how does the Spirit give them utterance? That don't mean that you go down here to a school somewhere and let them teach you how to speak in other tongues. Praise God, God himself, the Holy Ghost, will give you the utterance to speak. And if we'll take a hold and let God move upon us with the Holy Ghost, praise God, then we can speak with other tongues as the Spirit give us utterance. In verse 5 it says, and there was were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, about men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue, in his own language. Hallelujah. In his own language. And you know, praise God, I believe tonight of the Holy Ghost will move. I believe he will speak through us as the Spirit give us utterance. You know, praise God, I was down in Dalton, Georgia one time. I've been down there many times, lived down there for several years, but I was down there at this one church, this one special time. It was a Hispanic church, mixed, other words. And I was down there and I preached, and I had the pastor, he was Hispanic, and another brother was Hispanic, and they were from Mexico, and they come to me and told me after I got done preaching, they said, brother, said, we heard you preaching in the beautiful Hispanic language, said, just as clear as it could be. He said, it just sounded like you was born and raised in our own country. And I said, look, I said, I was preaching in English. I said, I don't even know no Spanish. They said, well, you was preaching in Spanish. And I said, well, it had to be the Holy Ghost. It had to be God, because I flunk English. And I'm telling you here today, if wherever that you're at and wherever that you need to speak the word of every man can hear you in the language where that you're at, in the language where they're born at, because God's word tells us. Let's look into verse 8. Verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speaketh Galileans? Praise God. See, they were all Galileans. But praise God, there was one thing for sure. In verse 8 right here it said, and now, and how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. You know, praise God. I'm sure there the Galileans and all the others people was around. Praise God, I'm sure believing that they heard in every language. They heard Peter when he stood up and spoke the word. Praise God, I tell you what, today, my friend, God is still God. He's still reaching out to us. He's still speaking the words, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost to us. If we will only hear what the Spirit say, hallelujah, as I say a lot of times, them that have a ear, let them hear what the Spirit saying to the church this day. My friend, I'm telling you, if we got a ear, we need to hear what the Spirit say. Hallelujah. Let's drop on down to verse 12. Chapter 2 and verse 12. And they were all amazed and was in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? You know, what meaneth this? Hallelujah. They's hearing every man in his own language and wherein that he was born. I praise God. And what meaneth this? That's the subject tonight. What meaneth this? Whenever we go and preach the word and people hear it and they can understand what we're saying, praise God, they may wonder, they may be amazed, wondering how come this and speaking this kind of a language. My friend, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is out to do one thing, that he's out to get the word out across this world and across this land. If people will only take heed and hear what the Spirit say unto the church this day, hallelujah, that's what it's all about. Praise God. Let's look into verse 13. Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. Praise God. You know, they was amazed. They were knocking. They were saying, mocking, and they're saying, these men is full of new wine. But I'm glad right here, Peter, he had something. Praise God. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. You know, praise God, Peter there, he was telling them, I said, since this is only the third hour of the day, you know, I tell you what, I used to be a drunkard, and I never was drunk, I don't think, at the third hour of the day, because I drunk all the time, and I stayed pretty well high. But praise God, I'm glad that I got on the new spirit. I'm glad that I got changed. And I tell you what, when I got changed, I get on the high now. I stay, praise God, up on the high, on the spirit of God, as I believe I heard Sister Gladys I say that earlier, that she liked to dance in all of her might in the eyes of God. I like to dance in with all my might in the presence of God. Praise God. I didn't dance when I was out there in the world because I couldn't. But now I get lost in the spirit. I don't even know how that I dance, but I do know that, praise God, that God moved my feet some way, and he moved my body, and I praise God, hallelujah, for his blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's look into verse 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, this is the spirit that was spoken of. Hallelujah. Joel prophesied of this. He said in the, praise God, he said that in the last days the Spirit will be poured out upon you, and said your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look into, verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Hallelujah. You know, this is what was prophesied. Praise God. And you know, I believe God is doing that today. I believe
Amen.
He got prophecies going forth today. I believe people is anointed of the Holy Ghost, is given the true, undefiled word of God, given a true prophecy to the people. And I tell you what, that's the only thing that's going to work, is that true, undefiled word of God, through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'll praise God. I'll tell you what, Joel prophesied of this. Joel prophesied of this. Back over there, I believe, in the book of Joel. Praise God, I'm telling you, this same word today is still going forth. The prophecy of God's word is still reaching out, touching the world today. Hallelujah. Praise God. 18. And on my servants and on my handmaids, and I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. You see, that's what's going on today. We're in our last days. He's pouring his spirit out today upon us, and praise God. People can be prophesying. People can hear the word, the unfiled word of God. They may say, what meaneth this? But praise God, if they will only seek God's face, they will know what this means. Praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that God is doing something so great as he's doing here. He's poured his spirit out on all flesh. Praise God, and we're in the last days, and we're receiving this today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to let Sister Betty read some here for me.
And I will show wonders in heaven above and in the signs and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Praise God. We've heard what the word said there. And, you know, I thank God for that opportunity to know, you know, what the word tells us, what he's going to do, and what he's going to do before he comes back in that last days. I tell you what, it's time that we start seeking his face. It's time that we reach out and tell the people that they must be born again. You know, I tell you, this is the time that we're trying to tell you out there tonight. Don't matter what country you're in, don't matter what part of the world you're in, but God's word tells us that we must be born again if we ever want to make heaven our home. And, you know, I'd like to take everybody with me that I could. I'd like to take the whole world with me. That's my desire, is to see you and hear you. Hallelujah. Just hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just hear that you've prayed some words and asked God to come into your life and change you and give you a new heart and a new walk and a new talk. Then they'll be looking at you and saying, what meaneth this? Like they did whenever I got saved, they gave me, this was in 1975, January 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I had some people to tell me in a few days after that that they'd give me 2 weeks and I'd be back doing the same old thing. But praise God, it's been about 30-something years, and I've never went back to it yet. I praise God, I get glory. I get the presence of God. I get more Spirit of God down in me than the world's ever had. I wouldn't trade this for nothing, and I wouldn't take nothing for it. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I appreciate the opportunity tonight to be able to come on here with you and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with you and try to be able to say something for the Lord. And I'd like to give an announcement there, if it's okay.
Amen, yes.
Okay, this Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be in Cleveland, Tennessee at Alpha and Omega Church down there on Blythe Avenue. It used to be, they used to call it God's New Beginning, but they've changed the name. So this Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, we're going to be in Cleveland, Tennessee down there, so we'd like to invite all the listeners down in that area to come out and be with us. We'll just have a great time in the Lord. We've seen some miracles happen from down there, and I'll tell this one miracle that happened down there. We was down there several years ago, and Betty, my wife, she had to have real thick glasses, and she wore them. And the Lord laid it on my heart to call her out and call another lady out, so I called them out, and we prayed for them. Sister Betty laid her glasses on the altar, and after service, though, she picked them up, and they ended up in Mexico with somebody else's to need them. And the other woman, she picked hers up and put them back on her face, and the last time I seen her, she's still wearing them. You know, God is still looking for people that will believe him, and he will do the works. He'll do the miracles that he said he would do. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Appreciate you there, Brother and Sister Green, for giving me the opportunity. And everybody come out and be with us there in Cleveland.
Praise the Lord. Remember that there. If you could be with them, that would be wonderful. And lift them up in prayer. And we pray that souls will be added to the ministry, to the work of God, to the body of Christ, Brother Yearwood. And the Lord be with you all. Praise God. And if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Hallelujah. This has been a wonderful, wonderful. I have felt the Holy Ghost right here in our living room. Praise the Lord. And I know Brother Yearwood and all the rest of you have been saying great things of the Lord and feeling the Lord in this. And I just appreciate God. And you know, if you have never tasted of the Lord, we encourage you to taste of him and see that he is good. And he said to do that, to try him, and he will prove himself to you that he is real. Praise God. Going to get this here song, and then we're going to have Brother Green come in and obey God. Hallelujah.
What's wrong with me?
God, had they not have taken prayer out of school, and the first text was in American schools was the Bible, praise the Lord, if they wouldn't have taken the Ten Commandments down, they would have known, praise God, what meaneth this. But you know, they have forgotten God, and they go around and they don't know anything about the Lord, praise God. And I'm going to turn this over to my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, praise God.
Praise God. It's good to be with you tonight. I thank God for all the preaching that's already been done and many of the scriptures that I had written down have already been read. But, you know, the Lord's going to have his way, I believe, if we can, you know, get like John did. The Bible said that John got in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You know, he was placed on the Isle of Patmos, and he was put there for the Word of God and for the testimony which he had. And I'll tell you, the world is not going to like you if you get fired up for Jesus and you get the Holy Ghost power and you begin to tell people that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and you step out into the mainstream where people are today, and you get around businesses and different places, and you try to pass out tracts, and you try to mention the name of Jesus, and you go to praying for people on the street, praise God, and you begin to do the work of God, I tell you, there'll be opposition. I thought, you know, when Peter and John went up to the temple to pray, you know, they prayed for that lame man. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. And he took him by the hand. You know the story, how that he received strength. And he was made whole because they had received the Holy Ghost, because Jesus had gone away to the Father, and he had sent forth the Comforter, and they had received that Comforter. And he had told them there in Luke chapter 24, he said to wait. He said to tarry, wait on the Comforter to come. And he had told them in Acts 1 and 8, that they should go and wait for the Comforter to come, and he ascended into heaven. But he said, I'll not leave you comfortless. And some of them's already said tonight about the Comforter. And you know, the Bible said the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. And he said, I will send you another Comforter. And he said, it is expedient for me to go away. For if I go not away, he said, the Comforter I will not come, praise God, but he has sent him. And I want to read here in Luke chapter 24, and ye are witnesses, in verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. You see, he had told them, he had commanded them, praise God, to go to Jerusalem. You know, the Bible said there In verse 24 and 49, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. So, you know, that was when he was getting ready to go back to the Father, and before he ascended up to heaven, he gave them this promise. And also in Acts chapter 1, he had told them that after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And the Bible said that he commanded them to wait for the promise. And I want to read that to you in verse 4, and being assembled together in Acts chapter 1, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Praise God. So he commanded them to get this power. And you know, today it's not changed. If we're going to work the works of Christ, if we're going to believe on him, as the scripture said, and we're going to have rivers of water flowing out of that spiritual water, the Spirit of God flowing out of us, we're going to have to do what he commanded us to do. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You see, there are still commandments to be kept that God has handed down to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, he told them in Matthew 28, and I want to read that if I can get to that right quick. But I'm talking about how he commanded them to wait for the promise of the Father. And he has commanded you and I that we would wait for the promise. You know, some people say you don't have to worry or wait. Well, I know you don't have to worry, but you need to wait on the promise of the Father. I got my words wrong there. Praise God, trying to turn to this. Matthew 28, he was getting ready to go back and explains it here in a little bit of a different way here. And Jesus came and spake unto them in verse 18 of 28, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So he ends chapter 28, the book of Matthew, with talking about the promise of the Holy Ghost, how that he would, he said to teach them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I'm talking about how the Lord commands us to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to have that Holy Ghost baptism. You know, John said there at the river that John was a baptizing in the River Jordan, and Jesus came to him. And John said, I have need to be baptized of thee. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And he's a-talking here. I want to back up here. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. And then it says here in verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. You know, I've heard people say that the Holy Ghost will testify of himself. But I want to tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost is going to testify of Jesus. He's going to let you know that this man called Jesus, the one that died on that cross, is the one that paid the price for all men. You see, the spotlight today is on Jesus. What will you do with this man called Christ? What will you do with him? You see, they crucified him. They put him on the cross and nailed him to that rugged tree. That's what they did to him. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But the Holy Ghost is trying to tell the world that Jesus is alive and well. The Holy Ghost is trying to prove to you and I and make known to you and I that this Christ that died on that old rugged tree, he is the Son of God. He is the door of heaven. He's the light that we walk in. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. What meaneth this is what we're preaching on tonight. What meaneth this? Why is God doing great miracles and signs and wonders? Why did he do it in the early church? Why did he send the Holy Ghost? And they spake with new tongues. They spake with other tongues of the Spirit. I gave them other utterance, praise God. And they went about and healed. And they raised the dead. They preached the gospel with signs and wonders. And that's what it means. That's what it's meaning today, that Jesus is being glorified, that God has sent the Holy Ghost, that he's a glorifying his son Jesus, praise God. And he wants the world to know that there is a Christ that died and paid the debt of sin, the debt that we could never pay, that Christ paid it in full, that he opened the door of mercy, that there's access to the throne of God because we can come boldly to the throne of grace tonight and find help in the time of trouble. Praise God. There is a way made into the heavens. There's a way to glory land. There's a way that you can make it to heaven today because Christ went to that old rugged cross, paid that price that we could never pay. You know, I believe Brother John talked about it tonight in the book of Revelation, preached on it, about how they wept. They was trying to find somebody to open the book, and the Lamb of God prevailed to open that book, praise God, and open the seals there in Revelation. I think it's chapter 4, somewhere in there, 5. Praise God that Jesus, he prevailed to open that book. And I'll tell you, the spotlight tonight, the spotlight's on Jesus. If you want to get the world to understand that there's a man called Christ, you need this Holy Ghost baptism. You need this power from on high. It's available to you and I tonight. We're living in the richest dispensation of time that the world has ever known. We're living in a day when the Holy Ghost is being poured out upon all flesh, that whosoever can come and take of the water of life freely, that we can have salvation and be a candidate for this Holy Ghost baptism. Praise God. I thought about what Rachel read earlier. I thought about there in Acts chapter 13. I want to read it to you again in chapter 13. I want to start at verse 1. It says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So we see today that the Holy Ghost has a voice. We have the Word of God in a written form, but we also have the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost can speak to you and tell you things and show you things to come. And Jesus said he'll take of mine and show it unto you, praise God. And he will not testify of himself, but he will testify of me. Now I want you to know the real Holy Ghost is going to talk about Jesus. He's not going to glorify himself. He's going to glorify Christ. And I'll tell you, the book of Acts is not the Acts of the Apostles, but it's the Acts, the Holy Ghost Acts, what the Holy Ghost done through men which were apostles. We know they were apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And he has not lost his power. He is the same. The Bible tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, you know, we're in the body of Christ today. We're members baptized into that body by one Spirit, and then we also need to be baptized in water, and then we also need that baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells us there how they received that baptism, and they spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And these men were all Galileans, and they said, how hear we ever man in our own tongue wherein we were born? And they preached on that tonight. But I want you to know out there tonight that you can have this same Holy Ghost that they had. And he said to us, you know, that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, one place there in Matthew chapter 5, he said, let me read it to you here. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, Jesus said that. He said they shall be filled. And I tell you, I heard a preacher man say one time, he said, there one baptism in the Holy Ghost, but he said there are many refillings. And sometimes, you know, we hear preachers preach, and we hear them preach about the 10 virgins, that 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And I want to tell you something. The foolish ones had let their oil leak out. And so if you're getting low on fuel tonight, you know, you need to stop at the filling station. You need to pull up to the pump, and you need to get yourself filled up again, because there is an endowment from on high. There is a power of the Holy Ghost that came down on the day of Pentecost, and it's still here today, and it's still available, and you can have it. It don't matter what your name is tonight or where you was born at. You can't say, I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. No, you can't say that, because Jesus said, whosoever will can come. And as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now, we're talking about something you need, something I need, something we all need. We need more power. We need to get into the filling station, God's big filling station, and get a hold on God. I need to come to the foot of that cross and begin to pray and begin to seek God and begin to push back our plate and begin to call on Jesus until we get some power from on high. Praise God. And I want it. I want what he's got for me. I don't want to come up short. Praise God, you know. I think we'd better pray, probably. We've got about 2 minutes. I'll turn it back to Sister Joanna.
Praise God. Let's remember Sister Gladys's request. Sister Robin, do you have any requests, sis?
I've got an unspoken request from Frida Litchfield. I want everybody to pray about that.
Amen. Praise God. And Brother Yearwood, I don't remember, I know Sister Betty put a lot of requests on. Let's go to prayer. Praise the Lord. We've got 54 seconds. Praise God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch Sister Frida Litchfield's unspoken request, dear God. Lord, touch Sister Gladys, dear Lord. Lord God, Lord, touch the grandchildren, dear Lord. God, you know all about it. Lord, every situation in Sister Gladys' family. Lord, we ask that you move, Lord, quickly, Lord. God, you're right on time, God, Lord, and we know that, Lord, you're drawing them, Lord, and they, Lord, we're asking that you just keep dealing with them, Lord, diligently, Lord, that they'll come to the throne boldly, God, and give them hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we praise you. Touch Brother John Samples, dear Lord, and his church members, dear God. Lord, his family, Lord, and all the requests, dear God, this family that was in trouble with drugs, dear God, you know all about it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. We lift up your holy name, dear Lord, and we give you all the glory, Lord, and the praise for doing it, Lord. Thank you for touching Sister Betty, dear God, and Lord, touching Sister Shannon after, Lord, and her leg, dear God, this pain that she's having, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and all the other prayer requests that come in, Lord, later on tonight, Lord, God, you know all about it, Lord, you know their very names, dear Lord,
In the name of Jesus, don't know, we pray, we're lifting up our people, Father, in Jesus.
And y'all remember Amy, our daughter, the doctor told her on Monday that she could have her baby anytime, and God is making a way, praise the Lord. She's not as worried as she was, and we just thank the Lord for that, praise God. Good night, you all.
Good night.
Thank you all for calling in.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless y'all.
Bless you. Bye-bye.